what a year it has been for Dallas Stewart, and he joins us now here on the Equine Forum. Dallas, welcome, my friend, and congratulations.
Thanks, Mike. Thank you. It was a great year, and we're looking forward to 18.
All right, so that clip that you just heard, Forever Unbridled winning the Breeders' Cup Distaff, when you watch the race, when you listen to the race, what are some of the things that immediately come to mind?
Yeah, you know, just she had a great trip. He rode the last West rode her terrific, and she fought off a very, very nice horse, Nabil Tasman, who turned out to be 3-year-old champion, right, of Filly of the Year. So, you know, she beat another champion. She beat two champions last year. She beat Songbird. She beat her, who was a, you know, just very, very nice filly. So she did a great job.
She was so impressive last year running. It couldn't have come as any surprise that she was the champion. I mean, she just seemed to blitz her competition when she went out there. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I thought she was a clear champion, capping it off with the Breeders' Cup. A couple of guys, I heard through the grapevine, knocked her because she only ran three times. But, I mean, gee whiz, she came off an injury. She came off surgery. She didn't get started till June. You know, there was just no time to race her 5-6 times throughout the year. That would have been, you know, not the plan. We spaced her races out. She handled it well. She remained healthy, and she got the job done. But they did vote her champion, and I thought it was deservingly so.
You know, Dallas, look, as good as she was in the Breeders' Cup Distaff, and she was brilliant that day, you did a tremendous job bringing her up to that race and getting her to peak. But that personal ensign at Saratoga, we covered that race here on the radio too, and, you know, she had to run down a loose-on-the-lead Songbird to get that victory, and she was able to do it. Everything was stacked against her in terms of the pace scenario. What was it about that performance that made it so special?
You know, I mean, it's not easy to win at Saratoga by any means. It's very tough up there. You know, horses, they have to like it. She had been there before. She had raced there before. I don't know that she had ever won there before, but she had raced there. We trained her at Churchill Camp, you know, got her ready there, brought her in. And she did very, very well. But, you know, like you were saying, she had to beat Songbird, who has won there, who's a very tough horse, who knows how to fight. And when we raced against her, we caught her, but she fought back. I mean, she fought. She did her thing. She fought back. She wanted to win. But, fortunately, we were the best, and we bested her that day. But it wasn't easy, I can tell you that.
Yeah, that certainly was a championship performance. I mean, it's short field, no pace, and she just blew by. I mean, for me, that kind of cemented her as a champion right there. I thought it was like a no-brainer vote, and then she, you know, follows that up with a big win at the Breeders' Cup. I mean, I just have the utmost respect for her. And, of course, you know I'm a big Dallas Stewart fan and have been for many years.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate that.
Dallas,
you know, she won over three different racetracks. And actually, she's won over, I think, eight different racetracks. So just goes to show you, you know, she's tough. She handles everything that's thrown against her. So.
You know, Dallas, I know you've had a lot of really good horses over the years, but when you have one that's that special and you're guiding them through a campaign, are there some anxious moments along the way where you're maybe saying, okay, first of all, let's make sure everything goes well, but am I making the right decision working her here, working him at this distance? Are there ever any of those types of things that pop into a trainer's head along the way?
Yeah, I mean, there's no real playbook that I use. I mean, maybe some guys do, but there's not really a playbook. You know, you gotta figure it out as you go. Sometimes when there's a long gap, 60, 70, 80, 90 days in between races, you know, you gotta figure out what to do and see how the horse is training and how their weight is, how their weight's holding up and how their attitude. And, you know, you have to train them, you know, pretty hard to win these big races. They have to be able to take it. So, Weston. You know, there's a lot of factors for sure.
Forever Unbridled, owned by Charles Fipke, who is your longtime client and good friend, and you're going to send out Seeking the Soul in today's Pegasus World Cup, who is also owned by Charles Fipke. when you received the Eclipse Awards, you had a chance to speak after Mr. Fipke did, and you talked about how great he is to work with. Explain that relationship, Dallas.
Yeah, it's a great relationship, you know, to this point, that hopefully going forward. You know, he's just, he doesn't bug you a lot about a lot of integral parts of training and different things. You know, we talk about different distances that we race and, you know, the horses breeding and the families and different things like that. But he's, you know, he just lets you do your job, you know, and I mean, he's great to work for in that respect.
Well, Seeking the Soul, he just kind of exploded on the scene in October. Talk about the transition from just a pretty nice horse to a really nice horse.
Yeah, I mean, we thought of a lot of him all along, and getting him up to Saratoga, he won up there, and then we ran him back. I don't know, it just maybe took a little something out of him. He ran third in the Lucas Classic, but we found out he just really doesn't like the whip, you know, so I told Hernandez, don't hit him with the whip, and he broke the track record at Keeneland, and we just kind of went through the same thing with him at Churchill. Johnny gave him a great ride. Told him just don't hit him with the whip, and he's been running great.
He'll break from post position number 11, just to the outside of his main rival in here, I guess, if you want to look at it like that, with Gunrunner. Dallas, the outside post here at Gulfstream, mile and an eighth, traditionally hit over history, has not been very accommodating, let's say. It hasn't been very advantageous. What do you say to Johnny when you give him a leg up, or do you say anything to Johnny, or do you say, hey, go get him and make this work?
Right. I mean, he knows the horse. That's the main thing. And he knows the track, so that's the second main thing. So I don't know what I can add to it. He just maybe remind him that, you know, he doesn't like the whip, and have a great trip, and let's go get him. I mean, there's not a lot you can add to that, I don't think.
We were talking about this earlier, Dallas. As a trainer that's had so much success, how much stock do you put in a lot of these statistics that we hear about post positions in a lot of these big races? Jude and I said, you know, the sample size isn't very big, and you have to look at the horses that have broken from that post over the years. You know, how about for you? What's that like?
I mean, really, it's nothing you can do about it now. So there's nothing you can do about it now. You just got to go with it and hopefully serve up a good tactic. And, you know, look at the positive signs. Like I said, we got a nice horse. The jockey knows the horse. The jockey knows the track. And just lean on that and try not to figure out too much of it, because there ain't a damn thing you can do about the post position.
Yeah, no question about it. Once the peas are pulled, that's it. And you got to make the best of it. But you certainly have the right rider to work out a trip. John Velasquez, there's nobody better.
Correct.
Dallas, I have to tell you before we let you go, Mike Nyman, who is the director of marketing here at Gulfstream, joined us in the previous segment, and he picked Seeking the Soul as his long shot to upset the Pegasus, and he was talking about being such a huge fan of Dallas Stewart. So you got Mike Nyman in your corner this afternoon.
That sounds like a winner. I might have to buy him dinner if we win. We'll have my money to go around for a little while, anyhow.
Yeah, you'll have to bring some if you're taking Mike out.
No problem.
We got that on tape now, too. So, Dallas, appreciate it, my friend. I know you're a busy man. We'll let you go. Thanks for taking a few minutes, and go get it done today.
Thank you so much.